Blog Talk Radio.
I let a bitch get away with something last.
Man, I had to let my dog in. It's already 100 degrees up here, man. Sit. Good girl. Shit. You know, I was thinking about what I was going to talk about today. And then it came to me. There's so many levels to this shit. But you got basic, mid-range, and then senior, if that's the case. Otherwise, like school, elementary school, junior high. Well, you don't even have junior high anymore, huh? Anyway, elementary school, junior high, and senior high. Those are kind of what I'm going to talk about today. See, there's hella things a real motherfucker should know. But one of the most important things that you should know is how to fish. Now, of course, I'm using the word fish as a euphemism. It's about how you need to know how to feed your motherfucking self. I'm talking about if you out there. 901, I seen you pop up. What's up, bro?
Yeah, what's going on with it, bud? Good morning to you, man.
Good morning to you, too, brother. What's up?
Man, I was going to ask you, man, your elementary days of the game, did you ever meet a broad that was too big for your campaign, something that you had to grow into?
Hell no. No, I didn't met a bitch. So. I didn't met a bitch that was already in pocket, had some paper, doing her thing. The average motherfucker was thinking she was out of his range, but that bitch was in my range because she had it already didn't mean I couldn't charge her.
Okay.
That's what it's about, ain't it? When you meet a bitch that got it and she about it, she want to make sure you about it. And if she see you are, she don't give a fuck that she got it and you don't have it because she couldn't make you happy. That's the purpose of having game. Every bitch you meet ain't going to be broke, spanking, and hungry. You're going to meet some bitches that's totally in pocket. And they want what they want. And if they want you, they're going to pay you, period. Hold on, man. I got another cat. 561, what's up?
What's up, boy? How you doing? Another day, another dollar.
That's right. What's happening?
Hey, I just got a question. I don't know if it's the right time to ask it or later on in the show. Could you talk about what a typical day will be at SWU?
Can I talk about what?
Could you explain like what a typical day would be as far as like, I don't know if I'm saying it right, like a typical day at SWU?
Yeah. Hey, bro, everything is online. So get everything you got in your mind out because there is no typical day because you might be there today as far as in group and somebody else might not. So what I'm saying, as long as you're there Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 6 o'clock, then you're going to get what you're supposed to get. But other than that, the whole week, the school is jumping off with things to do.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right.
All right. I'm going to carry on. I'm going to carry on listening to this good stuff.
All right, brother. Be cool. See, you guys, I love this because you really want to know. I'm going to tell you. But check game. You got to understand that if you don't have the proper conversation, you'll never catch a motherfucking bitch who's showing a little resistance. Or, like this brother just asked, a bitch is already in pocket. Because you don't know what to do, and you don't have, if you did, you don't have the confidence to do it. None of what you learned or none of you really have learned to put a conversation down properly. If you don't have the confidence that it takes to make your conversation work, you're going to sound fake. And that bitch going to hear it. Now, you may be brave enough to start some shit off, but your conversation's going to fall off and you're going to let her get away. And believe it or not, there is an art to this, and I teach it. Now, bro, you was asking me about a typical day at Sidewalk University. It's 3 months. And hold on. 214, what's up?
Hey, what up, Bud? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you. What's happening?
Hey, this is Rashetti.
Rashetti, what's happening, man?
I was just listening to you, and when old buddy asked about a chick having her own or already being established or being in pocket, that don't even matter, because when you have this game, she gonna have to fuck with you the way that she wanna be fucked with anyways. I don't give a fuck what she got or what she have. My whole, the way I'm coming at you to fuck with me how I want to be fucked with. And if you buy into that, all that you got going to come with it anyways. So it don't matter what you got, you fucking with me. And if you don't like it, yo loss, damn you and fuck you.
Hey, if she don't like it, she going to be fucked up when she leave your presence. Because she going to miss your ass. Hey, fellas, you listen to a confident graduate of that goddamn SWU. Nigga done took his shit all the way, went, got chose, not by no bitch, but by a fucking university to do some shit. Man, that's a shitty, baby. Hey, man, I got some special packs for you, man. You told me what you wanted. I got some packs. Just hit me.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I'll hit you, bud, man. I'm about to tone back in, man.
All right, for sure. 925, what's happening?
What's going on, bud? I'm over here just smoking on this doinker.
That's cool. What's happening? You got a question?
Bud, I don't know if you remember, but we spoke like 2 weeks ago, maybe three. I was at work. You had told me about making, like, everything whenever I go about something, make it physical. You remember that?
Yeah. I don't actually remember that, but I know I say shit like that.
Yeah, so that actually opened a lot of doors for me because, like, everything I approached, like, I noticed, like, how there's a physical element, even in speech. And, like, you can almost not get your point across if you're not physical with it. So, first of all, I want to say thank you for that advice. And now I want to know how to further it.
By coming to SWU?
But I ain't gonna lie, but I ain't gonna lie, but I don't think I need SWU. I'm one of the ones that really want to find out.
Bro, I don't want to hear your particular problem, especially if you know what it is. Because what I'm saying is, if you know what it is and you don't want to handle it, I can't talk you into it. I don't want to talk you into it.
It's not a problem, but it's more about advancement.
Bro, wake up, man, and quit fucking being asleep.
Nigga, I'm wide
awake. It is a problem, or you wouldn't have brought it up.
Yeah, you can always get better, bud. You can always get better.
Everybody want to get better, man, but all the motherfuckers that want to get better for free, all the motherfuckers that don't want to stand up to whatever it takes to getting better, I'll be seeing you next year or the year after that, because you're just going to keep doing the same shit over and over and over, talking about you want to get better. If you want to get better, you better do something to get better. Now, I'm done with this. Bust y'all. Now, bro, I'm back to you, bro, that I was talking to about when you asked me about a typical day at SWU. The first month at SWU is like elementary school. And you're going to learn all the basics. But the first 2 weeks is spent dealing with people like that brother that just called in. They don't know they lying. He don't know he's lying to his goddamn self. He thinks he's saying what he is. But I've been doing this. I've been doing Sidewalk University for many years, six. So what I'm saying is I see semester after semester, motherfuckers saying that same shit, and I give them a goddamn assignment to do. And the motherfucker can't do it. Some of them quit. Shit. Don't tell me you can do it. Like I say, I teach you all the basics. The first and foremost thing is to stop lying to your motherfucking self. And there's a way to learn how to stop lying to yourself. You can tell yourself right now, well, man, I ain't lying to myself no more. And that's cool. And if you don't, I'm glad for you. But I bet you don't do it. So what I'm saying is the second month is like junior high school, where you learn where and how to use that shit you learned in the first month. And then the last month, which is, that's where I'm at right now as far as in reality, I'm in the last month of this semester because July 1st is the new semester. But anyway, the last month you get to fucking learn how to own the shit that you learned. You learn how to make that shit yours. You learn how to do it different ways, but always staying within the system. So with everything I'm saying, you learn it because I have an action-based school. I don't sit up and tell you shit. I give you shit to do. Then take your ass out and do it. That's what you got to do. And the average motherfucker can't stand up to that. They think they can. Man, yeah, I'm ready. Uh-huh. Bring your ass on the SWU, and I'm going to break your motherfucking ass down so you can see you full of shit. And then you can start learning. Because as long as you're full of shit, what the fuck do I want to fuck with you for? Plus, you ain't gonna do nothing but deny everything I'm telling you. So it's up to you. Sidewalk University is pure dope. And the way you show that you learn the shit, the way you own the shit, is you take your ass outside and do it. Record what you're doing so I can hear it. I don't want to hear you explain to me shit. Now, I do this. And this is how you gonna do it if you wanna do it. Because you ain't hardly finna tell me shit about doing it. Now, wouldn't it be, just really and truly, wouldn't it be a great thing if I was able to, like, start like an elementary school like I'm doing this? No, I wouldn't be teaching the same thing. But I would be teaching responsibility. And I would be teaching at the level they are third graders, let's say, what they could do to be responsible. I would insist on them remembering what to do inside the classroom the way I want it done. But what I'm saying is all of that would be giving them a foundation so that they can grow, period. If you can't follow instructions and you don't understand authority, your motherfucking ass ain't going nowhere but to jail. So what I'm saying is, even if it was some kind of after-school program where a motherfucker tutored students and shit in our hood, that would even be cool. 561, what's up?
What's up, big dog?
Ain't nothing, man. What's happening with you?
Ain't shit, man. Look, I got a question for you, big homie. I've been tuning in, man. You spend hella shit, bro. I just got
Come
a
on.
Question, bro. Have your ego ever allowed you was messing with a chick or whatever in the game, or, you know what I'm saying, outside of it, has your ego has ever allowed you to pretty much, like, cut your losses even though you knew better?
Cut my losses? What you mean? Stop fucking with the bitch?
Yeah, just because your ego.
I'll do that now. I've always done that, man. If it ain't right, I ain't fucking with you. If you just want me to fuck your bitch, please, I ain't getting your pussy. I'm getting something from
Facts.
You. Period. Period, man. If you can't cut your losses, you can't be a real monster. Because you go, think about it, man. You ride down the street, you in a Rolls Royce, you got a gang of jewelry on, you handsome as a motherfucker. It's going to be hell of bitches trying to give you some pussy.
Facts.
I'm saying if that's all you want, man, then it's, you ain't going to have no problem. You're going to get pussy every night. Who in the fuck want to get some pussy? You know, what I'm saying is you got to have a constitution that make you see this fine-ass motherfucker pussy probably dripping, and you got to pass that shit up. Bitch, please. Take that, wrap it up with some cut. Take it, wrap it up in some cat gut, and go sell it. That's what you tell one of them bitches.
Hell yeah, appreciate it, OG.
That's what you tell one of them bitches, and after you done sold enough of it, bitch, I'll fuck in it. You got to talk real nasty to one of them bitches, and they ain't going to do nothing but break down. They going to break down like bitches do. And they ain't going to do nothing but be crazy about you because you broke them down. Everybody else go for that bullshit they talking. Then they run into a nigga like me, bitch, please. Wrap that shit up in some cat gut and spell it. See how bad you really
are. That's where I'm at right
now. What?
Go ahead. That's what I did right now. You know what I'm saying? Go ahead.
That's where you at right now.
Yeah, that's what I did, you know what I'm saying? The little chicken I was messing with, you know what I'm saying? I put him much, you know what I'm saying, went ice cold on that, pretty much what you said, you know what I mean? Everybody running in her game, you know what I'm saying? She feeling like she hot shit and shit like that.
Okay,
and
okay, I don't need no blow by blow, bro.
Put
all up. I'm saying
put
is up. Stand
put
up. Stand up on what put the up. Fuck you talking about, period. And you'll have you'll catch any bitch. I don't give a fuck. You just talk about whatever it is you believe in and stand up. She going to like you.
For
especially
sure.
A bitch. Especially a bitch with something already. Think about it, man. Every time you see a movie, even in real life, you see bitches in pocket that then chose, in your mind, some loser-ass motherfucker to fuck with. How did that motherfucker get her? By just talking to her. And he didn't even know he was going to get her. When he did, the bitch just said, look, I don't want you to do this no more, and I'm going to make sure you have this, and blah, blah, blah. And the nigga said, okay. I ain't mad at the nigga. You could do the same thing.
For sure.
All right, man.
For
let me go.
Man.
I got
look.
To do. Okay, now. See, I would even be willing to start a citizen-run community center. I remember when I grew up in the Crest, we had a community center. It was a house on the corner of Gateway and Griffin, and it was converted into a community center. And, you know, the kids came there to get help with schoolwork or simply to hang out in a safe environment for a few hours or simply to get away from home. But the good thing about it was run by the community. It was a community project, and people from the community opened and closed it every day. Now, I don't know what it should be, but I do know it should be something done to reach these young motherfuckers before life chews them up and spit them out. Now, I was talking to this dude, not about this, but I had been talking to this motherfucker for a few minutes, maybe 10 minutes, when that motherfucker said, you're a selfish, full of yourself, conceited bastard, Rosebud. I looked at that motherfucker, then I looked around and seen a napkin. I went and got it and handed it to that motherfucker. And I handed him that shit. I said, man, you better wipe your glasses off. Because I thought you could see that shit when we started talking. Fool. That motherfucker, he was misunderstanding me, but he was getting my point. I'm not arrogant because I'm not just talking shit to be talking it because I can talk it. I'm talking shit telling you about me. I'm just saying, motherfuckers be misunderstanding me. And I know I scream pimp this, pimp that, and most, I do that most of the time. And I'm hard or rough or whatever the fuck you want to call it. I'm that way because that's who I am. I ain't trying to be nobody else. I couldn't scream out to you shit about being a fucking welder. And I couldn't tell you shit about how to, what burn is best or what degree. I don't know what the fuck to use to be no damn welder. That would be like a football player trying to explain a crossover move to some motherfucker. A football player don't know nothing about no crossover. If he do, he only know what he know. He can't tell it to you so you could really know it. He's an athlete, but he plays football. Do you think a basketball player could tell your ass how to withstand a middle back he's about to put on your fucking ass? So, I know the ins and outs of my abadab, but not all. I mean, I know the ins and outs, but not the intricacies of all of it. Fucking with this abadab. Period. You're just going to learn all kind of goddamn shit. If you're fucking with them paper motherfuckers, you're going to, your bitch going to be the front bitch, and you're going to be visiting that bitch in the pen because she's going to get caught in that motherfucking bitch. Just know that shit. They're going to fuck with that shit. And they do it for years and years before they get caught. They didn't hit damn their lick. So, for the record, I respect each and every aspect of this motherfucking abadabra, but I can't for mine. Now, this has been a long growth period, my third, actually. During my second growth period, I grew to understand helping people. You know, I've been wanting to help my neighbors, my black neighbors especially. You know, I go fair, you know, with whoever my neighbor is. No race distinction involved. But if I keep winning this year, I'm going to look into doing something for black motherfuckers. I'm not that it's going to be a big deal, but it's going to be something in my little hood. You know, these motherfuckers need help. I may even get a home base for Sidewalk University and have part of it as not a daycare, but a like that community center thing I was talking about. It's all just ideas now. But I'm going hard on this fucking shit. SWU is too valuable to stop where I am now. This is too valuable. When you're the way I am, it's like you're in a perpetual state of thinking. And this, my friends, is tiring. I mean, you don't realize it, but you can shut down whenever you want to. I just can't. So when it comes to my me time, it's the time I really don't get to do any of that. But guess what? That's why I really don't care about me time, but I try my damnedest to get some. I really do. Because it's damn near impossible for me to stop thinking about what I need to do. That's the only thing that's fucked up about being like me. You're going to have these suitcases under your eyes because you can't fucking sleep. You're thinking too much. I hate that. I'm always working on something. And I be coming up short. Ain't that a bitch? Well, no, it's not a bitch. It's life. And I'm living it. With all the fucking ups and downs until they throw the last shovel of dirt on my motherfucking hands. Now, that's how I feel. I just feel that way. I'm going to do me all the way. I'm going hard, doing good. I would really look silly going hard trying to do you, wouldn't I? You mother, that's what you motherfuckers be too. You motherfuckers be going hard trying to do what somebody else do or be like, oh, man, come on, man. You need to think of what the fuck you think of. No matter what you think of, some motherfucker doing it way better than you. You can't think of shit new to do. You can only think of whatever you think of, and if it's new to you, it's new to you. Do it like it's brand new, and you'll win. But believe me, it ain't gonna be brand new. What I'm saying is I used to fuck with Facebook a lot, you know, and I had respect for it in a way. But there was no rules. And people would just come on my page and just say crazy shit. And then I would say whatever philosophical bullshit that I'm saying. Some motherfucker would disagree and have all this bullshit to say. And then I want, motherfucker, come on my show to say some shit like that. They never would come on the show. And I'm just saying, I lost respect for it because of that. So I don't be on Facebook no more. 323, what's up?
Hey, bud, what's good?
Nothing was good with
hey,
you.
Hey, I had a question. Hey, it's all good over here, man. All right. Buying a confidence course alone versus buying it with the Sidewalk University tuition, what's really the difference?
Wait a minute, buying what?
The confidence course alone. On your website, it says it's
$850 for a confidence course. Listen,
you
asking the difference between buying the course alone and going to SWU.
Exactly.
Right. Okay, the difference.
Exactly, yeah.
Listen, the difference is this. If you just get the course, you're going to get something from it. But this is an example. Let's say you get the course yourself. And there's 10 things to get out of this particular part of the course. And you don't know any of them. But during your time taking this part of the course, you can see that you have 3 things you can tangibly touch. And it's blowing your mind because you never had this shit before. And you would be totally happy with that. But me, fuck that. That's only 30% of what you need. You got to get 100% of what you need. And that's what you get in Sidewalk University. The 100%. I ain't letting you go soft. No, fool. You got to do it like this, man, if you really want to do it. You know, you can't give me no part of the assignment. You can't give me no excuse. I don't want to hear it. You know why?
Right. Hey, check that real quick, bud.
I went to school online, and I got straight fucking A's. And I show them that once I tell them that. I show them because I kept that report card. But I did that not for a report card, for fucking 4 years straight. And what I'm saying is, can't no motherfucker tell me about what you can or cannot do online in school. You can only tell me what the fuck you will do. And I know what can be done. And the reason I'm really saying this is because I wasn't even a studious type person. I just, you know, realized I could get the money doing this. So I went to school to get the money. But then the first grading, it wasn't a report card, but it was something. And I had a 3.79. 4.0 is straight A's. But I'm thinking I'm going to get straight A's because everything is in the book. And when you take tests, you got the book right with you. So I know goddamn well I'm finna get a fucking A. But I didn't. Because I wasn't doing some things. My answers was right, but I wasn't being a student. A student in higher education is supposed to show the professor that not only do they know the correct answer, they use the correct answer to come up with different things to say. That they back this shit up by citing information that they learned in that particular class. Now, when you answer a question like that, shit, it could be actually the opposite answer of what the fucking books say. And otherwise, the books say you. First, let me ask you this. You walking down the street.
Yep.
And you hear some bitch scream. And you look over and you see this bitch tussling with a dude. What would you do?
Oh, I'm going to intervene.
Check this out. That's what every motherfucking Peckerwood said in the group, in my class. I said, I ain't intervening because you have to be selfish in life and you cannot put yourself in danger. How do you know this bitch didn't steal none from him and he caught her? How do you know
what happened?
Why would you assume you need to save this bitch's life when this bitch could be foul as fuck?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying she's supposed to get her ass whooped. I ain't saying he's supposed to beat her ass. But what if he pull a gun out and shoot me because I came over there to intervene?
Nah, yeah. Yeah, I feel that.
I'm saying this world is real. This world is not a joke. And you have to make split decisions. Period. That bitch, I would say, if I was walking by and seeing this, and I say, damn, that nigga, he fucking that bitch up. Man, she must have did. I keep walking. I ain't got no bullet wounds. I ain't got no fucking stab wounds. The only scar I got on is when I had an operation. Because I stay my ass in my lane. The only way I'm coming, the only way I'm showing up is if you in my lane fucking with me.
Exactly. Hey, and you and Shante being consistent on saying that. Y'all being hella consistent on saying, hey, use your head. Every time you go outside, be a thinking man. That's what had me so interested in Sidewalk University. I just wanted to check game real quick on this, but baby was in there folding my clothes. Hey, baby was in there folding my clothes, and she said, damn, I just noticed you ain't got no jeans. I said, yeah, baby, that's working man clothes. I don't wear jeans. I've been listening to Shante and Rosebud for a year. I don't wear jeans. I don't do that no more. That's old man shit. Hey, like I'm a dice shooter or some shit. I don't shoot no fucking dice. I wear my casual shit. Silk shirt.
Hey, man. Love talking to you, man. Good. Your shit cool, bro. Hey, I got some more shit. I got to finish it, though. Check this out. See, what I'm saying is I accept the ups and downs in life, plus the ones that's associated with the way I chose to live life. Because life gives you some ups and downs, period, no matter what you do. But what you choose to do as a profession has its own set of ups and downs, too. You can't choose some of them. You're going to have to take them all. And I did. So what I'm saying is, all of the good things that happened to me didn't happen alone. It wasn't just good shit. It was mixed in with the bad shit. But what I do and what I've done is bounce back without tripping. Because I have had a woman paying me thousands with no problems. And I'm fucking the shit out of this bitch. This bitch is living whatever, high on the hog and shit. And I come in one day and look like the whirlwind and a tornado that's been in there. God damn. I look around. Shit, what the fuck is this bitch got this house nasty in a motherfucker? And I go to the room. I don't really see her shit. Go to the bathroom, ain't no bitch shit in there. The bitch didn't broke. She didn't left a nigga. Go look for where my money used to be. Some money there, but it ain't. I know it ain't the money I'm supposed to have. So I figure, man, this crazy motherfucker then ran off. And you know what I say to myself? Ignorant ass bitch. Man. I want to pimp on her some more. But I'm out the door at another. because what I'm saying is I can't figure, I ain't going to waste my time trying to wonder why you left. Fuck you. You didn't laugh. That's good enough for me. You didn't laugh, bitch. What you want me to do, trip? You crazy motherfucker. The only thing I could do is say good riddance because you look better going than you did coming. Because when you was coming, I was wondering if your motherfucking ass was going to pay me. But seeing you leave, shit, I know I got paid. Shit. I ain't been a trip. I ain't got no fucking time, nor do I want to engage in the shit that be going on. I don't want to engage in the shit that I was doing on that Facebook platform. I don't want to engage. 561, what's up?
Rosebud, I'm on.
Yeah, man, what's up?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, barely, okay, man. What's wrong with your... Man, you talking on the speaker?
No, I'm talking through a headset.
Get off of that shit, man.
Can you hear me now?
Yes. Now, go ahead.
Okay, Rosebud, that's an actual fact about, you know, defending a female and you don't know the whole situation because, like you said, a female could be in a store or something and, you know, I'm looking crazy and when he turned the ass upside down, all his money came out. But I had a question.
Come on.
My question is, when you say stay ahead of these females, no, you didn't say stay ahead of these females. He said you letting these females win. And could you expound on that?
I said that I'm letting females win? Is that what you said?
Yeah, you said in a broad statement, like, y'all letting females win. And I ain't on that sucker shit.
Oh, I said y'all let females win.
Right, right.
Well, man, that's simple, man. That's, you know, believing what the bitch say, going with what the bitch say, letting her have priority over what you think. Hey, man, what I'm saying is this. You say, babe, let's go to dinner. I want to go to the Outback. And she say, no, let's go to the Olive Garden. And you say, okay, let's go to the Olive Garden. Man, I would say, bitch, I'm going to the Outback. You can go to the Olive Garden. Now, I don't do that all the time, but I will do that because broads don't want to do what you suggest. They do that on purpose. But that's when you got a broad and she's been with you for a while. So what I'm saying, you got to know this shit, man. All right?
All right. Yeah, bud, thanks for that. Thank you.
You know what? So, what I'm saying is this, man. I got a lot of shit from Facebook. I learned how to deal, ply my wares on the internet. What I'm saying, I, you know, noticed, because I still go on there sometimes. I just don't fuck with it. You know, the posts are a little different. People be philosophical. And some of them be serious, some of them not, which kind of was like that before. But what's strange is some of the things be coming from motherfuckers I know as fools from past interaction with them. Yet they supposed to be making sense. So what I'm saying, that's one thing about philosophy. We all have our opinions. And I guess theirs is as good as anyone else's. And I enjoy reading them fucking posts, even from the fools. I guess fools are only fools when they're acting foolish. When you fucking step off into this abadabra, you better be down. Because this shit has a way of not hurting you physically, but hurting you when you ain't really there. If you are, when you're done, you're going to receive you know, whatever crown for being down. It's an ongoing battle once you fucking decide to be down. It never stops. And the accolades are me. But when it's all said and done, how the fuck do you think you feel? I mean, I have people that I know who didn't make the right moves. You know, they was down, had money, buying cars, all of the shit, but that ain't what it's about. And those motherfuckers remember the game with malice. Just as I know motherfuckers that did all the right things and simply treasure their memories of the game. Pimps and hoes. I think it's fair to say memories for you guys, for most of you guys, are a long way off. Just don't forget along the way they don't have to be pleasant. You better be prepared for some bad memories. Not that I have any, but I was prepared for them. That's why I made sure I didn't make no mistakes, because I was always thinking. Always. You gotta understand you all will have memories at one point, but you have to be, if that's the case, old enough to have memories. Those memories will help you live the rest of your fucking life and age gracefully. And those memories will help promote how you think. That's unless you wasn't down. Now, in that case, you're going to be like many, many motherfucking ex-pimps that I know. Pimps and hoes that are mad at the fucking world. This abadabba ain't no joke. It ain't. That's why you should dream, and you should dream big. Everybody should strive to achieve their dreams. You ain't going to achieve shit unless you can see yourself getting it. I see myself getting it. I strove to become great in an arena where the majority of motherfuckers fail to do anything in. This don't make me better than you or any motherfucking body else. I don't even want to be better than you or any motherfucking body else. I want to be looked upon as a person with an extreme amount of tenacity. Tenacity, that word's, you know, not used very often. It means stand with, you know, stand power. You ain't quitting, you know, keep going at it until you win. It's not used in our conversations very often because it's just not an everyday fucking word. But that word can be applied to things I do every single day. In any word, I could break it down. Like, I'm going to show you something, man, because if you spell the word tenacity out, you can see why it's so important. Now, what I do is spell the word tenacity out, and I fucking, each letter in it, I make it stand for something about me. T is for the truth. The truth that I spit. E, this is for the effort that I put in to making motherfuckers see what I'm talking about. N is for never. I ain't never giving up. A is for allows. Being this way allows me to live comfortably in my own skin, not pretending to be anyone except Bud. C is for curious, because I got a curiosity that can't be satisfied. I want to know. I do. The I is for intelligence. My intelligence level is quite high, period. The T It's for two. Not this two, coming to. Because everything is coming to me based on me having these words for tenacity. And the why is to yield. I slow down, but I don't stop. My dream is only now beginning. Yesterday I spent in the money for some SWU gear, and I got emotional. I still can't believe that I started this shit in record time, and I'm certain this could have not been done without the help and direction of the man upstairs. I do know there is someone, so I pray that he sees fit for me to continue and complete my destiny to help you guys win. Oh, man, I'm not talking to you. Hey, private number. I know you're a punk, but I got to give you a chance. What's up?
I just want to tell y'all that I miss y'all and Steve the Dean. You guys were a great team, like King Kong and Godzilla, and I miss the fuck out of y'all two together, and I love the fuck out of you, little bud.
Thank you, man. I'm glad I gave you a chance. Usually people that got them private numbers be talking crazy shit. But I'm just saying, in the next 15 months, we going to see something. I indeed have the tenacity to continue on this and maintain my forward direction, I will then really accept that I am truly an exceptional man who have been graced with God's presence and blessed with his guidance. We're fucking able to do what we do because we gained up. The real ones there, wherever we at, they gonna recognize. And sure enough, nigga get to that Midwest and you meet real niggas like Sly Ryan or Mr. G or Snotty Whiplash. And then you go further east, you meet Ballhead Skip, Methodical Man, and a thousand other real motherfuckers. This is not a closed off society. There's hella motherfuckers in this society. And all of them motherfuckers Sons, I'm doing a show, man. I gotta call you back. God damn, who the fuck is that? Oh, they canceled that. I think I did that by accident. Anyway. Where the fuck? Well, I'm saying, you guys, I'm just blessed. I'm blessed as fuck. I've been blessed. I fucking goddamn am going to stay blessed. You know why? Because I stayed there. I stayed with it. You know, when I had hoes, you know what I'm saying? I did what I was supposed to do. Now that I ain't got no fucking hoes, I'm still doing what I was supposed to do. And in doing that, I'm just taking care of myself. I'm making myself stay young, hopefully healthy. I ain't really, really, really got no bad habits. I smoke too much, and I know I smoke too much weed. But, I mean, shit. I don't want marijuana to take me out. But shit, like I'm going to stop doing them. I ain't finna stop doing a motherfucking thing. I just ain't. Why do I need to stop? I don't need to stop. I know that fucking shit. All right, you guys. Goddamn, where the fuck am I? What is going on? All right, y'all. I'm finna go. And I had a good time today because y'all was asking hella questions. That's what I like. All right, I'm gone.